This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Standing right here on the Joe Messina Show. I'm glad you have me with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure, and I mean that sincerely. Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us. Okay, head over to MyPillow.com. Yeah, you know what's coming. MyPillow.com. You can. There's so much great stuff over there for you. In all sincerity, Mike Lindell is going out of his way to make sure you get product that's either, you know, made in America, assembled in America, whatever. He's got Americans working there in the plants, people maintaining the plants that are Americans, right? Let's keep them working. Let's keep the tax dollars here. Let's keep your money here, right? And feel good about yourself. Look, we all, you're giving gifts soon here. In what, 2 weeks? You're giving out gifts. You give them, why not? Well, pillows are kind of personal, but I don't know. Sheets, pillowcases, doggy beds, kids' pillows. Check out everything they have there. They have robes there, you know, for your loved one. They have slippers, all kinds of stuff. If you use promo code Joe, you can save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Why is that so bad? Shouldn't be. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, look, we're going to again talk about fentanyl tonight. And the reason I've been beating this up so bad, mainstream media has kind of let it float away. Like, by ignoring it and forgetting about it, all of a sudden everything's going to be hunky-dory and fine. We know that's not true, don't we? We know it's not true. We know we have to stay on it. We know we have to keep up with it. So don't let it go. Don't let it slide by. So as I have from time to time, I've got Kerry Quashin joins me. He's the founder of Action Family Drug and Rehab. And he has seen all kinds of addiction. He has seen all kinds of things happening, with, you know, especially with teens. You know, their world has been shattered. Their world, their friends are dying. Can we just be honest about it? Their friends are dying right in front of their faces. And it's crazy. There's no reason for it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. But you got to get informed first. All right, like I said, lot. I mean, I want to go through the Twitter stuff. But first and foremost, there is so much of it. You know, so much of it going on out there. And everybody's covering it. But there's some really juicy stuff in there. Right? The by the way, play that Charlie Brown piece because somebody sent me a note that today, the day in history, 1965, Charlie Brown Christmas debuted. And, man, it kicked butt. And in those days, yeah, the old days before electricity, you know, in those days, You had to catch it that night. A beloved holiday television tradition of generations of American families debuted today in 1965. Nobody really thought it would catch on big. CBS executives were underwhelmed by the slow pace of the production. And the network had battled behind the scenes with Peanuts creator Charles Schulz over the inclusion, ready for this, of a scene lifted right out of the New Testament. The animation was quirky, there was no laugh track, actually children not trained voice actors spoke for the characters. Peter Robbins, the voice of Charlie Brown, was just 9 years old at the time. Now, despite the fears of the American public, absolutely adored Charlie Brown Christmas from the moment it reached their antennas. On Thursday, December 9th, over 15 million households, I mean, that was a big number for back then, turned in to judge for themselves. This is according to the Smithsonian Magazine. They went on to say nearly half of American television sets had watched what the... Ooh, think about that. Hey, listen. Over 50 million people watched. Right? And the magazine reads nearly half of American television sets. That means there's only like 30 million plus sets. We got 300 million people, about 350, maybe 400 million people in the country right now. And don't you think over half of those people easily have television sets? Most homes have two sets, maybe even three. I remember the days when we only had one television set. Yeah, I know. I'm old. What do you want? Right? Network was sure it was going to be a flop. The reception would turn into a special... into a classic. CBS soon learned that nearly half of the American television sets had watched the network that night. So, it still plays today, and it plays well today, apparently. And they've taken several surveys, you know, from TV watchers. Now, think about this. They can go find this on YouTube. They can rent it. They can do whatever they want with it to see it. However, people wait for it to come on. And the kids run into the room to watch it. There's got to be something to be said for wholesome stuff, right? It's really a simple children's cartoon. Right? It was simple, I don't know, there's nothing special about the animation, which is what the kids are looking for today. Charlie Brown Christmas pairs innovative animation techniques with a critically acclaimed jazz soundtrack. It's a great school-age character struggle with the very mature topic of a real meaning of Christmas. My God, think about that. Think about what he was pushing, what he was trying to get to. It's great. I mean, it's just amazing. Anyway, we'll talk more about this with Gary Quashin on the other side of the break. Be back in a few minutes.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Question. You can always send an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Let me just get to it because I can tell you what. You know, we're seeing it happen all around us. No matter what kind of community you live in, I live in a community that we always felt was pretty safe, somewhat untouchable, and well informed. And even in a community like mine, where, you know, family, people are close. It strikes on a regular basis. We've just had, I think, 7 people total to be affected by fentanyl. And you know what? It's a killer. And I've had a whole bunch of questions asked of me, and I don't have a clue, so I bring people in who do. Carrie Quashie joins me from Action Family Drug Rehab, and Carrie is a founder. Carrie, always a love when you're on with me, man. So much appreciate your time with me.
No, I really appreciate coming on, and let's save some lives. That's what it's about, Jeff.
Yep. Well, anything we can do to save some of these kids. You know, first of all, give people who might have been in a coma for the last couple of months an overview of what fentanyl is and how dangerous it is and really when it came on the scene big time.
Well, first let me read what I got today, okay?
Okay.
I just got a text. I just got a text from somebody about 3 hours ago, and here's what it says. Hi, Carrie. I'm the mother of Skylar Jones. I'm heartbroken to tell you that Skylar passed away October 25th to a drug overdose. Another young, beautiful soul lost to fentanyl. That's number three today that I got, Joe.
Oh, my God.
That's number three.
This is
what we're facing right now.
And, wow.
And it's insane. And the message that we keep hearing out there is fentanyl kills. Anybody listening to your show, they watch the news. They see what's going on with this word fentanyl, right?
Yep.
So let's put it to you, and we'll talk about where it came from and how come it exploded in a minute. But fentanyl kills. We all know that already. So what we need to start telling youngsters right now, or anybody, is not that fentanyl kills, not that fentanyl's bad. Everybody knows that. That all drugs are bad and all drugs are deadly. Because fentanyl right now, Joe, is in almost everything. It's off the hook. I mean, it's off the hook. I own drug rehabs. And every person coming in that has used opiates in the last year has been what you call Narcan, minimum of one time. That means they were overdosed, they were dying. Somebody gave them Narcan to save their life. Every single person that comes into my drug rehab that has been using opiate has been Narcan at least once. Some twice in one day. So it's completely off the hook. And we could talk about it and then we'll go back to where I was. But do you remember right before the pandemic, every time you turn on the news, they were talking about a different epidemic. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And the epidemic they were talking about was opioid usage and opioid addiction. Remember that?
I do.
Then the pandemic came, and nobody was talking about nothing, really, except for COVID. Every time you turned on the news, instead of hearing anything about opioids, you heard about COVID, of course, it was rampant and everybody was going crazy and you had stay-at-home orders and everybody was isolated. Now, because everybody's isolated and COVID came up, do you think the drug problem went away?
People that were drinking alcohol started drinking more. People that were using anxiety medication started using more. People that were using opiates started using more, but then something dramatic happened. Right in the middle of all that, the DEA and the medical profession decided that we have an opioid crisis, that these pills that were told to the world that were supposedly non-addictive are addictive, and everybody on them is getting addicted. So we're creating drug addicts is what everybody had decided, and they decided the truth, right?
Yeah.
So what did they do? They stopped writing prescriptions. Doctors stopped writing prescriptions almost immediately. So we have a time and space right now where the demand for these drugs is higher than it has ever been in history. People that were using drugs before the pandemic were using more. And drug users were going out on the streets trying to get them, and all of a sudden, they were going to doctors and shopping, and all of a sudden, no doctors are giving prescriptions. It just stopped, just like that, bang, immediately. So the demand is higher than ever, and the supply went away. That opened the door for what, Joe? You already know the answer to that. What country now?
Well, what?
So China said, whoa, what an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
And started flooding the market with fentanyl.
Yep.
So people were buying them on the dark web that was coming in the country rampant. The DEA did a pretty good job of stopping it from coming into our country, but they did not do a good job of getting it out of Mexico. It went from China to Mexico, and Mexico started producing amazing amounts of fentanyl pills, meaning, okay, you couldn't buy oxycodone anymore. You couldn't get them from the doctor, so why not make them? So they started flooding the market with fentanyl pills, and these fentanyl pills looked and still do identical to what everybody that was using drugs were looking for. If they wanted Oxy, they looked like Oxy. If they wanted Xanax, they looked like Xanax. If they wanted Percocet, that's what they looked like.
Wow.
So they sort of, so they were everywhere, and people were buying them not knowing they were buying fentanyl. And still to this day, if you look at most of the overdoses out there today, people are dying in overdoses from fentanyl. You know that, right?
Right.
But they're not buying fentanyl. They're buying what they think is Percocet, or what they think is oxycodone, or, this is really crazy, methamphetamine and cocaine, and all other drugs. So fentanyl seems somehow just found its way into everything. And seriously, if you watch the news, you hear three people overdose on cocaine. Remember the comedians, they died when they found cocaine, but the cocaine was laced with fentanyl.
Yep.
And we had three kids overdosing from ecstasy.
Unreal. All right, I want to get, when we come back, I want to talk more about fentanyl and how it, you know, the question asked to me was, don't they use it in a surgical environment or in a medical environment? So let's talk about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, former and current employees now say that more than 2 years before a Chesapeake, Virginia Walmart supervisor shot up the store's break room, executives investigated employee workplace complaints against him. Last month, the man killed six co-workers and left four others injured before fatally shooting himself. two lawsuits have been brought against the company by employees who survived the attack. The founder of bankrupt cryptocurrency company FTX is agreeing to testify before House lawmakers next week. Sam Bankman-Fried confirmed that in a series of tweets. He vowed to be helpful and talk about what he can. However, he said he still can't get a hold of much of his own personal or professional data. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe, here your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, go Joe, 855-732-5563. We're talking about fentanyl drugs. I mean, listen, don't just go, oh, here we go, another teen drug, yada, yada. It's not. Not what it is. I want you to listen. And I'm glad that some people are actually calling it what it is, which is fentanyl poisoning, not necessarily a drug overdose. Kerry Quashton joins me. He's a founder of, you know, Action Family Counseling in my area, but he'll answer calls from just about anyone. And, you know, Kerry, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Oh, no, my pleasure.
You know, it starts simple. You and I have talked about this a million times. And you get these parents go, I smoked dope when I was a kid. You guys are just trying to make it a big deal and blah, 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 and all this other stuff. And you go, no, this isn't your grandfather's dope, number one. Okay, totally different. And it's an easy, you know, jump off point to this other stuff. And when it comes to fentanyl, one of the questions that I was asked was, Joe, they use this stuff, you know, in hospitals. They use this stuff for medication. What's the difference? How come a little bit doesn't kill those people going in for surgery? It's all yours.
Well, first of all, fentanyl is used for after surgery and extreme cases of severe cancer patients that are really in excruciating pain. We've got to remember, it's 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine and heroin. When you're getting a prescription, these drugs are made by what? A chemist. The pharmaceutical companies that make these pills have put the right ingredients in, the right amount of fentanyl, with whatever else medication needs to be put in there. When the dealers that are out there are making it, first of all, they get pure fentanyl. That's what they're buying. They're buying pure fentanyl, and they're cutting it with who knows what. Period. So if it's like, okay, you're making chocolate chip cookies, you put too many chocolate chips, they're yummy. If you're making fentanyl pills, or you're putting it in heroin, or you're putting it in meth, or whatever it is, and you put just a pinhead too much, people die. Because that's pure fentanyl being put into that. It's nothing, it's not a prescription, it's not a pharmacy, it's not a chemist, it's not a doctor. These are not geniuses that are making it. So they have no idea what they're doing. This week we had five overdoses in one park in one night, and then a death
the next day.
Oh, yeah.
And
right.
another overdose before that. Now, that makes perfect sense for what we're hearing from the DEA and from all the professionals, that we're going to have what you call mass overdoses, meaning three or more at one time, which makes perfect sense, because if there's a bad batch of pills or heroin or whatever it is that they're putting in, meth or coke, and more than one person are together using them, guess what? They can all overdose. So fortunately, these people had some Narcan with them. So they were Narcanning each other before the first responders got there to take care of it. Crazy. And then within a block or so from that overdose, somebody else died in his own home, in his own house, which is supposed to be the safest place in the world. Do you know that almost all the overdoses for these young ones, these young kids that are dying, are found in their home, in their bedroom, by their parents? Can you imagine that?
And I don't know, you know, somebody's going to get mad at me for saying this, so I'm going to ask anyway. I mean, when you kind of look at these kids afterward, you're talking afterward, were these kids troubled to begin with? Were they just drug users? Were they going through some stuff? Because most of these kids are trying to run away from the pain of the issues going on in their life, correct?
Yes, but also not at first. At first, we can talk about that. But let's look at it this way. I mean, it used to be everybody said, my kid is experimenting with drugs. My kid's using drugs recreationally. So, okay, almost all drug abuse starts innocently. We know that. But in today's day, it turns tragic pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Because there really is no such thing as recreational drug usage anymore. It's more recreational Russian roulette. What drug is it that they're going to take that is going to kill them? Which is the one? Because it's in freaking everything. We're finding it in methamphetamine. We're finding it in cocaine. We're finding it in almost every pill that's bought on the market.
You're finding traces of it in marijuana, too, aren't you?
Now, we are finding traces of it in marijuana for sure. We are testing in adolescents. And it's showing up fentanyl on not many, but some. And the only thing these kids are doing is THC. I know that. And it's still showing up.
Wow.
So you just don't know where it is, what it is. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't weigh it. You don't know it. It's there. You know, and these kids are going online. And even forget all the fentanyl even for a second. Tell me one drug that's out there today that's not physically and emotionally addictive. So when we're telling, when I hear from parents, my kid recreationally using what? You can't take oxy, even if they're real, because if you take them for any period of time, your body gets addicted to them. You can't use Percocet, same thing. Xanax, same thing. When you, what drug can you recreationally use today? And then if you watch the news even more, I mean, how many overdoses did we see in the last 10 days from THC? When 911 first responders had to run to schools and rescue people, we had 10 the other day in a school, 10. And that doesn't mean, I mean, they overdosed on edibles. Now, that they didn't overdose to the point where they were going to die, but they had to go to the hospital and they had
you
to be
Karen,
checked
I've been,
out.
I've been trying to do a show a week on this because I think it's like, you know, I hate to say it this way, but it's like the Sesame Street model, right? People have to hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it. And then they're having a conversation with somebody and they're like, you know what I heard? Because they've heard it so many times. And I think that's what it's going to take. I don't know. I was asking somebody earlier. It's kind of like, how do we get through to the kids that we're not slapping them on the wrist for, you know, you and I talked about this, taking a drug. We're not using the old, don't do drugs, it'll fry your brain's bad for you. This is death.
Yeah, it's now if you're recreationally, you're experimenting with drugs, you can die, and the odds are against you every time you do it. Well, here's for the parents out there that argue with you about the pot. Okay, it's a challenge to them. So people are okay with their kids using THC, correct?
Yeah, most cases, but they don't get the THC thing. They get It's dope.
That's exactly what.
What's the problem?
But here's the deal, Joe. You hit it right on the head. They're not smoking dope. What these kids are really overdosing on is what you call THC. That's the drug in the marijuana that gets you high. So it's high concentrated. It's in these vapes and these edibles. It's 100% THC. That's not marijuana anymore.
Nope.
That's 100% THC. They're not smoking it anymore. They're either vaping it or they're eating it. It's different.
Oh.
It's not pot. If you look at THC in a joint, marijuana, they're smoking a joint or a blunt or whatever you want to call it, it's 25 milligrams, 30 milligrams of THC. That's still extremely strong, and I'm still seeing I'm having major crises with a lot of adolescents that are having extreme panic attacks, anxiety attacks, chronic vomiting, just from that. But we're not talking about marijuana anymore. When they legalized marijuana, they legalized THC. So what these kids are now getting is the gummy bears that are 100% THC.
Right.
This is not marijuana.
In the 70s, early 70s, what we were smoking, what was the THC content?
It was like 0.3 milligrams. So, I mean, it goes up to 25 or 30, but on these edibles and these vaping and these oils, you're talking 100%. Now, I hope, are there a parent out there that's okay with that? Really, are you guys okay with your kids using 100% THC, which is really a hallucinogenic? That's what's going on. I'm seeing kids that are adults, too, that are completely psychotic, that are ending up in the hospitals with chronic vomiting and all kinds of psychosis. I see this almost daily. And if you ask any ER, they'll tell you the same thing. They're having adolescents or even younger children.
I don't know how you do it.
Every freaking day.
I don't know how you do it. I mean, I would be, sick to my stomach. Anyway, listen, we've got to go for commercial break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Don't miss this. You need to get informed so you can help your kids, help your neighbor's kids, help your nieces and nephews. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Washington joins me from Action Drug Rehab, and he says that all drug addiction starts innocently, right? Vaping. Now, listen, you and I have been talking about vaping since we've known each other, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
Now, you're taking it from a different spot. I always say the same thing. You parents who think that vaping is okay, remember, it's liquid, right? It's vapor. It's liquid. Your lungs were never made to take liquid. So forget all the drug stuff. It's just bad for you, period. And
did you see what they said? Did you see what they said on the news the other night? They're saying they believe now that vaping might be more dangerous for your heart than tobacco, than cigarettes.
Why do we listen to these people?
Well, the medical professionals are saying this.
My God. Why do we listen to these people? No, seriously, you know, it's one thing I've always said is like, come on, people, use your common sense. You know, think about what your kids are putting in their body. Why are they putting this stuff in their bodies? Is there something else going on?
Well, it's a different world, Joe. We talk about this almost every show that we've ever done. It's kids are connected to kids. So right now, the peer pressure of their friends means a whole lot more than what their families are thinking or saying, because in general, and I'm not talking to every family listening to your show, but I'm talking to most parents spend between 2 and 10 minutes with teenagers today. How was your day? Good. How was school? It was okay. Do you have any homework? I've done it. Are you hungry? I ate. So they go to sleep with their friends. They wake up with their friends. This is all in person on their phones. They go to school with them. They come home to them. They're connected to them. They're spending 16 plus hours a day with their friends and 10 minutes with their parents. So of course they're going to make choices that are not in their best interest, because they don't have that feeling of, oh my God, I don't want to do this and hurt my mom. Oh, I want to do this. I want to be like everybody else. Outweighs all that.
So, you know, that's the crux. I talk to people about that on a regular basis. Parents only spend 10 minutes with their kids. And I get a lot of pushback from that. Because there's no way, no how. And I go, you know, actually, there is a way and there is a how. You know, parents come in, especially when you got parents that are, and this is no slight on parents that are working two jobs, so knock it off. But, you know, I mean, you're working two jobs for a reason, because, you know, you got bills to pay, you got things going on, and how much time can you give your kids? I know how tired I am after a full day's worth of work. I can't imagine. And nowadays, things are moving at a million miles an hour, a lot faster than when I had my kids, you know, back in the 80s and 90s. It's a total different world, is it not?
Oh, yeah. What's the biggest addiction out there right now? It's our phones. Social media and our phones. That's the...
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That's the biggest addiction there is. So little Johnny goes home. He's laying in bed. What's he doing? He's on his social media, checking out what's going on with everybody, looking at FaceTiming his friends. He goes to bed, wakes up, picks up his phone. Same thing. Checks his social media, talks to his friends, go to school, hangs out, comes home. He's back on his social media with his friends again. So and families aren't much different. I mean, I was at a restaurant the other night. It was sad. We're sitting in a restaurant. No, listen to this.
No, I know where you're going. Go ahead.
No, this was worse than I've ever seen. A father and son walked in. They sit down at the table next to us. They ordered the food. They pick up their phones, and they never said a word until they left.
Wait,
were on their phones.
Oh my God!
And ate. And said, let's go. And that was it. I was looking at a friend of mine saying, is this insane? But it's what's going on all the time. People are doing, that was the worst I've ever seen. I mean, they didn't say one word to each other. So they just sat there, played with their phones, ate dinner, and said, let's go.
Wow.
If y'all pay attention, but anybody, go to a restaurant, pay attention, see what's going on.
Well, it was hilarious, because I think I told you there used to be a place called, it was like a salad joint, right? And it was a quote-unquote a family restaurant. And it was. It was a safe place to go. It was like a family restaurant. And we would go in there, and I would poke Tammy and say, look at these people. And they would be, they're all sitting at the table, eating their food with the fork in the right hand, and what do they have in the left? The phone.
Their addiction, how's that?
Oh, no question about it. And then, wait a minute, it gets better. You know you've seen this too. Little kid in a stroller next to the table. What's in front of him?
An
iPhone hanging in front of his face.
Well, you know what people are doing. And I went to Olive Garden with my kids the other day, and there's the iPad things on the table so that if you're with your children, they could play games on that. So that you don't have to pay attention to them. Wait, really? What happened to having dinner with your kids and being present?
Unreal.
I mean, it's just everything has changed. And when it comes to the drugs, it's just, again, I want to reiterate that there is no such thing as playing around with drugs anymore and experimenting with drugs and recreationally using stuff that almost every drug out there today, remember that, has a potential of having fentanyl in it. Which means every time your child recreationally experiments with something different, they have a potential of dying. And these pills out there, listen to this. This is the latest statistic. This is a fact. 6 out of every 10 pills out on the market in the streets today have a lethal amount of fentanyl in them.
meaning 6 out of 10 pills could kill your child. So you better pay strictly serious attention to what's going on. And I mean, I got a text message from somebody that she's a friend of mine on Facebook, and I know she's struggling. And I said, "Look, you got to be careful." She says, "That's why less is more," is what she says. "I always use less." And I said to her, "Less could still kill you."
Yep.
So there's no safe way of using these drugs today. It's just not safe.
Now, when you talk to these kids, I mean, for all intents and purposes, let's be honest about their kids. And when you talk to these kids, they're looking for a way out of the pain, whatever that pain is. And not only that, some of them are trying to get, you know this, they're trying to get that next high. I mean, the last one was great. I can do better. Right?
Right. But let's face it. A couple of things. One is most people don't start drinking and using drugs because of stress or escape pain. They continue to use drugs or drink to get away from pain. That's a fact. But that's not how they start. Most drugs and alcohol starts innocently. But, they chase the high. That's how people end up dead. You know that a very large percentage of people who lose their lives to an overdose is somebody that has not used in a while. So their system is clean, and they start using the drug, and their mind is chasing that original high that made them feel so good. And what happens is their mind needs more than their body can handle. Just a little bit more, just a little bit more, just a little bit more. Oops, body says nope, and they end up dead.
That's right.
So their mind needs more than their body can handle. So, again, a huge percentage of people that are dying right now from overdoses are people that have not used in a while. Scary stuff. Scary, scary, scary stuff.
Well, I appreciate everything you do, the information you take. We got about 2 minutes left. If you got somebody sitting there, a parent sitting there, you know, listening to you, how do you reach these kids? What kind of things do you look for?
Well, first of all, you don't be afraid to talk to them. If you're an adult enough to have children, be adult enough to talk to them about the hard stuff. And that's about the drugs and the sex and the violence and dating and respecting their bodies and all that kind of stuff. If you think that your child is using drugs or something's wrong, then you're probably right. Go with your gut always and get some kind of professional help. Go get them tested. You know, I was talking to a parent today that is testing her child for marijuana. I said, never test your kid for marijuana. Get a 10-panel test and test them for everything. But if they know you're testing them for marijuana, they'll start using something else. So make sure that when you're testing them, it's a 10-panel. And if your gut says something's wrong. Look for help. Get professional help.
Yeah. And you're right. I mean, frankly, I love this. Frankly, why these parents? I read an article probably a year and a half ago that said parents were more comfortable talking to their kids about finances than they were about drugs or sex. And I'm thinking it's all part of the package. What's wrong with you?
But that's because they're not connected to the kids enough. I mean, if you're connected to your kid and you're really connected to them, you're not going to worry about having those kinds of conversations. You're going to want to have them because you love your child and you want them to have the right information and you want to protect them from wrong information.
Yeah. All right. So how do people get help and more information and if they can from you?
Remember,
you're talking to people all over the country, so if you give out your phone number.
I'm going to give them your home phone number. Are you ready, guys?
All right. There you go.
It's not two numbers. You can reach me directly if you want, and that's 661-713-3006 or 800-367-8336 or Action Drug Rehab website, Action Drug Rehab.
All right, great. Terry, God bless you for what you do. I mean that sincerely. Keep up the good work. Show us your host. You're stuck with me for the next hour. Just got to have pity on you. We'll be back in a little bit.
All right, so call me next week.
I will. I'll look forward to it. All right, buddy. Take it easy. Have a great weekend.